Good morning. It's Ash Wednesday, and we're launching into the season, the Christian season of Lent. And Ken is coaching us all to move forward, to gather. I know with folks being on the stage and on a platform on the stage, it means you have to crank your neck a little bit and it might feel less comfortable. But community gathered will serve us well today. And as you're coming, you'll find in your program an introduction. And I encourage you to read that, prepared by Ken. But I'll read this little bit. The focus of our service today. One of the earliest of all recorded Christian prayers is the Greek phrase, Kyrie eleison, meaning, Lord have mercy. Or Christe eleison, Christ have mercy. And today we will sing together some Kyrie eleisons from several places around the globe and hear prayers from several international prayers. As we sing Kyrie eleison, we seek affirmation of a faith that trusts a forgiving and loving God, rejoices in newfound wholeness. May this prayer, Lord have mercy, also be the prayer of our hearts for Britton Olinger, previous track and cross-country coach here at EMU, now at Montreat, was in a very serious auto accident the day before yesterday. He's in serious condition, an induced coma. It's uncertain how fully he'll recover, but that's not to say we're thinking the worst. Lord have mercy, as we sing that, hold him also today. The hymnals that we'll draw from are all three, and the benches will continue this service without announcing the song, so just try to be ready and with us. And feel free to take the program with you as a prayer resource in Lent. Master of my life, take from me the spirit of laziness, despair, lust for power, and idle talk. Rather, a spirit of humility, of patience, and of love to me, thy servant. King, grant me to see my own errors and not to judge my sisters and brothers. For blessed art thou unto ages of ages. Amen.
Though you try to destroy me, you are forgiven. Though you try to undo me, God's mercy still surrounds you. Hate won't win. Lord, have mercy on your soul. God, have mercy on us all. Hate won't win.
May innocent children, women, and men who are victims of our collective evil rest in peace as they return to the one who is all-loving, most kind. May they experience an eternal life of bliss where they will never again have to hear another explosion or experience another painful wound. May their loved ones who are left behind find the inner peace and fortitude to live on. May God forgive us for our evils here on earth and for our lack of compassion, courage, and wisdom in these times. May God grant us strength and patience and show us the enlightened way of forgiveness, reconciliation, and peaceful coexistence. Amen.
To forgive, but I dare not ask for the will to forgive in case you give it to me. And I am not yet ready. I am not yet ready for my heart to soften. I am not yet ready to be vulnerable again. Not yet ready to see that there is humanity in my tormentor's eyes, or that the one who hurt me may also have cried. I am not yet ready for the journey. I am not yet interested in the path. I am at the prayer before the prayer of forgiveness. Grant me the will to want to forgive. Grant it to me not yet, but soon. Can I even form the words, forgive me? Dare I even look? Do I dare to see the hurt I have caused? I can glimpse all the shattered pieces of that fragile thing, that soul trying to rise on the broken wings of hope, but only out of the corner of my eye. I am afraid of it, and if I am afraid to see, how can I not be afraid to say, forgive me? Is there a place where we can meet, you and me, the place in the middle, where we straddle the lines, where you are right and I am right too, and both of us are wrong and wronged? Can we meet there and look for the place where the path begins, the path that ends when we forgive?
God, creator of all, the mint plants, the roses, the sun and the rain, each one of us. We confess to you the times we have destroyed when you call us to create. God, Redeemer of humanity through Jesus of Nazareth, we confess to you the times we have not walked in Jesus' way of peace and justice. God, sustainer of all life, through the power and presence of your Holy Spirit with us, we confess to you the times we have taken our lives for granted.
we are your body, not because we have chosen that name, but because you have given it to us. While we marvel at this great privilege, we also regret our failures. If through false pride or selfish independence we have said, I am not a part of the body. If through superiority or lack of love we have said, I do not need you. Of your body suffer, and we have refused to share their pain. If we have seen other parts of the body rejoice, and have suspected or scorned of their happiness. Of you, the head of the body, we have served our own theology or tradition or prejudice and loved only those who loved or looked like us.
Lord Jesus, here is your body. It is frustrated and fallible. It's flawed and gullible. It is tired, but through you can be made new. As your body, we wait on your word. Jesus says, "Come to me, you who are weary and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus says, "In the world you will have trouble, but do not be afraid. I have overcome the world." Jesus says, "I love you. I want you, and I am with you always." In the name of Christ our Lord, Amen. As you leave in this silence, you're invited to receive ashes if you choose.